My guest in studio this morning, thank you, by the way, for joining us, is Fran Greising. Am I saying it right?
Greising.
Fran Greising. She is Greising Law, LLC, and so much more, because we want to get into the personal side of Fran just a little bit. Rittenhouse Square, A View Aloft. Rittenhouse Square, A View Aloft exhibition is the 12th exhibition, the 12th installation, if you will, at Greising Law. That is amazing, and that was all your idea.
Well, first of all, Marilyn, thank you for inviting me here today. It's so nice to chat with you. Yes, I'm actually really excited about this 12th exhibit we're having. And here's how this all came about. We started our law firm in 2010.
You said we. I thought this was all you, girlfriend.
Yes. Well, I started a law firm with two other colleagues, but thank you. But it's my firm, I guess. And they were my team. And when we moved into our space 6 years ago, I looked at the beautiful walls and sunlight we had and thought we had to cover them with wonderful things to look at. But of course, the kinds of things I aspired to have on my wall would be quite expensive. So I approached a local artist who I was friendly with and asked him, Bill Scott is his name, if he would loan me several pieces of art that were in storage to decorate my space, and the art series was launched. That's it. That's how it started.
In a nutshell. Have you had a repeat performance by this particular artist?
No. Bill Scott actually is a very accomplished local artist, but he shows his work out of a gallery on Madison Avenue, and we have to always get the galleries to consent when we do a show. So we work with a lot of different galleries now, mostly local galleries, because my goal is to promote Philadelphia area artists. So Bill Scott was born and raised in Philadelphia, and he was my first artist, and he's recommended many others, but I look for artists who have a link to this region.
Yeah, Fran, that was my next question, because since Bill hasn't been back, although he was, you know, the very first, and as you know, they say you never forget your first, there's been many more if we're at the 12th show. Begs the question, how do you decide who gets to present their work at your firm?
It's a really interesting process. Bill was the first show, and he attracted a lot of artists and gallery owners. When for each artist, we have not only an opening event, we have a pretty large reception where we invite guests of our firm, friends of our firm, and the artist can invite people as well. And several people from the art community attended the first show and every show that's followed. So we now pretty much get bombarded with requests from artists and galleries to use our space as an exhibit space. But we also pick a lot of artists by things we see. So, for example, Metropolitan Bakery has an art space off of Rittenhouse Square where they show different art. And I've had at least two artists come out of that space. So just you things see, I see and like.
Right. How do people get in touch? Just go to the website, greisinglaw.com.
If they would like to see the exhibit, they can either look at our website, which is greisinglaw.com, G-R-I-E-S-I-N-G, law.com, or call our main number, which is 215-618-3720, and tell us they'd like to come see the art. And we generally have people come and visit between 9 and 5 on weekdays, and we will have the current exhibit through the end of August.
So, right, August 31st, I see on my notes here, Fran, but here's what I'm wondering. You're a law firm, a very busy, hugely successful law firm. Does everyone have to keep their desks nice? Like, what's going on here when people are coming in? So you're part law firm, part art exhibition. That would make me crazy. As you can see, the studio is a mess with all my crap all over the place.
That's a very good question, especially since law firms have to be concerned about client confidentiality. The art on exhibit is in the common areas of the law firm, not in individual offices. And everyone in our firm, all the professionals have private offices with doors that close. So when we have an open house where we have a lot of people coming to see the art, all the client papers are put away in locked cabinets so that they're not out for people to look at, inadvertently even. And when we have guests come in to look at the exhibit during other hours, just they call and would like to come by, they are not permitted to enter anyone's individual office unless they're guest of one of ours. And we bring them around. Someone will escort them to see the artwork in common areas where client papers are not accessible.
So, client confidentiality
Yes. First.
You're a very good lawyer and apparently have this great artistic side. To what do you owe that, do you think, Fran?
Well, I have no personal artistic ability in terms of creating art. I'm not someone who can create art, but I love art. I really appreciate looking at art. And I think the genesis of the art show, besides my wanting to look at beautiful things on the wall, came from two things, and they're two very different phases in my life. I went to public school in New York City, and when I was in the third grade, the New York City school system decided that schools were going to get a budget for prints from museums. And so part of the curriculum was to take the students around to look at all the art on the walls in the hallway. And they did a competition for each grade. Every kid in the grade had to do a paper on one of the artists, one of the prints on the walls, and present it in assembly. And I won first place for the third grade.
That's
we my Edward Hopper painting. So I think my interest in art was born then. And then when I was a lawyer in New York on Wall Street right out of law school, everyone could pick one print from the closet to put on their walls. And the closet was filled with law prints of George Washington and people on horses and hunt scenes and people rowing boats. And in the back of the closet, I found a print of Monet at Giverny, water lilies. And no one else at the law firm wanted that kind of painting in their office. And I picked that print and it hung across from my desk while I was at this law firm in New York. And basically a lot of my inspiration for what we do comes from Monet at Giverny.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing that great backstory. What brought you to Philadelphia?
I went to Penn Law School. I came here in 1978 to go to Penn Law School. I graduated in 81, and I became a Wall Street lawyer for the first 5 years, and I moved back here in 1986 and have been here ever since.
Well, Fran Griesing, we feel lucky to have you.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about the current installation. An artist and master printer for more than four decades, his name is John Dowell. Fine arts, paints, and photographs, what attracted you to his work?
John and I have a mutual friend. His name is Alan Nachimson. He happens to be a very good real estate lawyer in Philadelphia. Alan and I both grew up in the same neighborhood in Brooklyn, only several years apart. I'm much older. Alan and I worked on a case together. He knew about my art show, and he sent me an email and said a client of his, John Dowell, was a great photographer, and he thought I might like to see his work. So he put me in touch with John Dowell. I loved John's photographs, particularly the ones of Rittenhouse Square, although John has a number of other types of photographs he takes.
Is he from Philly?
Yes, he is from Philly.
And he shoots primarily Rittenhouse area?
Actually, I thought so, but that's not actually the case. He has 40 photographs roughly in our office that are all Rittenhouse Square photographs taken from high perches around Rittenhouse Square, from tops of buildings, from tops of parking lots around Rittenhouse Square. But he also, just ironically, John Dowell has another show going on right now of photographs of Moab, Utah, which is being shown at the Allen's Lane Art Center in Mount Airy, going on coincidentally at the same time. And I've also seen work in his studio of photographs he's taken of cotton fields in the South where his family members, ancestors actually pick cotton as slaves. So he has quite a breadth of work.
Oh, I'd love to see it. His website is johndowell.com. He's a Philly native and apparently makes Rittenhouse Square from above look absolutely stunning. Of course, it is such a beautiful area in Philadelphia. You can see that in this installation happening right now at Griesing Law Firm, which is also in Rittenhouse Square. Fran, I love this.
Thank you.
We missed the opening party.
Yes, I'm sorry you did because it was a lot of fun.
And John's work will be there all summer. So what's happening in fall? Can we get a date on the calendar?
We don't have an artist that we haven't announced who the artist is yet. We will have an artist installation going up sometime in September. And then we will announce when the opening date. And usually our artists stay anywhere from 4 to 6 months. We like to have them for 6 months. And we also have a policy that the art stays on the wall. So although artists who show in our space routinely sell a lot of work, we usually have an agreement where the work stays up until the end of the show with rare exception.
So it just has a little sold sticker on it.
Yeah, a little red dot.
Yeah, a little red dot means sold. And what a great gesture to open up your space as a platform for regional, artists to display their works. That's really, really awesome. And I'm sure it makes your work, you're in a high pressure gig as an attorney running a law firm. It probably is a nice de-stressing mechanism for you throughout the day.
Well, I like to pick artists whose work makes me feel happy or calm or relaxed to counter the pressure of the work. And also, I think our guests, our clients and visitors to our firm really enjoy the art. We found that people find it uplifting if they're under stress or just a nice diversion. It attracts quite a lot of people like to come see it, but also people who are there for business enjoy walking around and seeing all the art as well.
Great idea. Kudos to you, Fran. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Marilyn, for inviting me.
I'll put the link right up to the website from 957benfm.com.
Thank you.
And the podcast goes out on iTunes and Facebook, and so everyone will hear about it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your interest.